Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to Fort McMurray Matters,
keeping you connected to our community.
Brought to you by Colin Hartigan of Coldwell Banker Fort McMurray, Cooper & Company Law Firm, and Fort McMurray Orthodontics on Mix 103.7.
Welcome to another edition of Fort McMurray Matters. Good afternoon, I'm Jaron Vecchio. And joining me over the phone is the mayor of the regional municipality of Wood Buffalo, Don Scott. Don, how are you doing today?
Doing well. Happy New Year to all your listeners and to yourself.
Yes, I appreciate that. First talk of the new year. I got to ask, how were your holidays?
They were at home. My daughter has a birthday right around Christmas, so we celebrated at home, and it was good. I was glad to be home and support local businesses and make sure that our local economy is doing the best I can under the circumstances.
All right. Well, since you kind of touched about staying here for the holidays, we was hoping to get your thoughts on what people are calling, you know, the travel scandal that the provincial government is currently under right now, as we've seen a few MLAs that were traveling over the holidays. That includes one of our local MLAs, Tanny Yao. And, you know, we saw a lot of frustration from Albertans since, you know, the province. Dr. Dina Hinch, Alberta's Chief Medical Officer of Health, was, you know, asking everyone to stay home to, you know, limit the spread of COVID-19 over the holidays. What are your thoughts on these politicians deciding to, you know, to leave the country and go travel abroad for the holidays?
You know, I'd say people are right to be upset, and I'm grateful to all those who do their best to follow the rules. If we're all in this together, we need to do our best and make sure that we are complying with the directives of Dina Hinshaw. I think it's important for two reasons. It's important for health, but it's also important because it's going to get our economy back on track. The sooner these numbers get down, the sooner we can return our economy. And I know everybody is concerned not only about health, but also about the economy. We need to get these small businesses back up and running, and I'm gravely concerned about them. I speak to businesses every day, and they are just eager to get open again. Otherwise, there's going to be some extreme difficulty. And I would just encourage all your listeners, to the extent they're able, please support your local businesses as much as you can. They need all the help they can get, and as soon as those that are closed reopen, please support them as much as possible. They're going to need it to make sure that they can succeed.
We've seen some local municipalities come out and have some firm stances against politicians that were traveling. Slave Lake is, I guess, the big example. Like I mentioned, we did have our own MLA, Tanny Yao, who traveled, and the province has come down hard on him, taking him away from his two provincial committees. Are you fine with I guess, those consequences? Are you hoping to see anything else happen?
No, the consequences, I think, are going to be over time, because in a democracy, it's there's consequences at the ballot box, and we'll see if that's the end of the consequences. I mean, it's I don't think the premier by any means said that that was the end of the consequences, but I do think Albertans generally expected consequences for what happened, and once again, I'm just grateful to those who do follow the rules as best as they can. I know it's challenging. There's a lot of challenges these days in every conceivable sense. I don't think Alberta's been through this in 100 years. So let's make sure that we continue to follow those recommendations. It's going to help not only health, but it's going to help our economy get back on track as quickly as possible.
Obviously, I know your focus over the holidays was towards, you know, your family and friends, but do you know if your council colleagues, if all of them were still in town for the holidays?
To the best of my knowledge, over the Christmas holidays, none of my council colleagues traveled. And I know that I certainly didn't. I was here, as I said, and I'm grateful to all those who support local businesses. Let's keep doing that, and I'm going to keep doing it myself. And let's make sure that we get this economy and keep people's health safe. And we'll get the situation over with so we can really get moving again in this coming year.
We're going to take our first break here on Fort McMurray Matters, but don't go anywhere, as coming up after the break, we're going to continue our talk with Mayor Don Scott.
We'll return in a moment to Fort McMurray Matters. Brought to you by Colin Hartigan of Coldwell Banker Fort McMurray, Cooper & Company Law Firm, and Fort McMurray Orthodontics on Mixed 103.7. We're back to Fort McMurray Matters. Brought to you by Colin Hartigan of Coldwell Banker Fort McMurray, Cooper & Company Law Firm, and Fort McMurray Orthodontics on Mixed 103.7.
Welcome back to Fort McMurray Matters. Once again, I'm Jaron Vecchio, and if you're just tuning into the show right now, joining me over the phone is Mayor Don Scott. And before the break, we were talking about the so-called travel scandal involving the provincial government and just getting Mayor Scott's thoughts on that. And Don, you, throughout the first segment, you kept tying in that you understood that residents were very upset and they should be upset for people traveling, mostly because the longer that people don't follow these COVID-19 measures, the longer small businesses and the local economy is going to struggle. So that's, I feel like, a good segue to go into your thoughts heading into 2021. I guess your thoughts now that we're into 2021, as we didn't have a chance to chat at the end of 2020. So I guess, what are your thoughts? I'm assuming you're quite optimistic that this year is going to be better than next year, or I guess last year.
You know, I'm incredibly optimistic. The numbers are going down right now, so that leads me to think that only good things can be right in front of us. And the vaccine's getting distributed. I understand from what the Premier has been saying that the vaccine in Alberta is being distributed at a higher rate than other provinces. And if you take a look at what's happening in Ontario and Quebec, we have a lot of reason to be optimistic in Alberta. And I just saw a communication in the last day that CAP, that's the Petroleum Producers Organization, had indicated that there's going to be a significant capital investment in our region, and that's going to be almost $3.5 billion. In Alberta, I shouldn't say just in. I want it all to be in our region, but who knows? It's probably going to be a lot more than that as far as an investment. So you know, there's a lot of reasons to feel good. We have billion-dollar industries in our backyard. They've made commitments to support local businesses and the local economy. So I'm feeling strong about that. COVID-19, as I said, we're moving in the right direction. We need to keep it moving that way. The vaccine needs to keep getting distributed, and then we're going to be, we'll be all guns blazing going forward to get the economy moving and get everybody working. That's what we really need in this region. We want everyone working and the economy going at full pace.
Speaking of the vaccine, have you gotten any numbers from the province or Alberta Health Services about how many frontline workers, healthcare workers, and I guess seniors who have been living in some of the continuing care areas, how many of them have actually received the first of the two shots?
No, I have only gotten updates from a few of the people involved in the process. They've dropped me notes, but I don't have the exact current numbers. The last number I got, or the last update I got, was about 7 or 8 days ago that the vaccine was well underway. Mm-hmm. So I know that it is being distributed in our region. I know that we have the freezers in our region, and I don't have the exact number. The MLAs are probably going to be in the best position to update people. But as I said, there's reason to be optimistic that it is getting out there. And from everything that I'm hearing, there's no indication that there's any issues here. Mm-hmm. And there's about 50,000 that have been distributed in Alberta so far.
So we've been told that the vaccine, they're expected to have the general public, set up appointments for the vaccine later in 2021. So that suggests that COVID-19 is still going to be, a prominent issue throughout the year. Do you expect maybe by the end of the year, like, I don't want to say we'll return to normal, as I think most people would say we're probably not going to be going back to what, you know, 2019 was like. But do you think by the end of the year we can start to feel a so-called sense of normalcy, and maybe 2022 can start to feel, you know, a little bit like old days again?
I fully expect by the end of this year our economy is going to come roaring back. And I have every reason to be optimistic based on everything that I've heard so far, all the communications that I've had with other government colleagues. So there's a lot of good reasons to be optimistic. And as I say, what I really want is an economy that comes roaring back, and I expect it fully will be by the end of this year.
Mm-hmm. Are there any talks about any more supports coming from the municipality? I know that when it comes to COVID, the provincial and federal governments are obviously dealing with that. And we've been hearing from specifically, you know, the Chamber of Commerce saying, you know, they're optimistic many businesses will be able to survive this year. But the big thing that's going to come is when the summer hits, and a lot of the subsidies that the federal government and provincial government have been handing out end. I'm assuming there's a concern when that happens, as we could potentially see some businesses shut down around that time. So have there been any talks about anything that the municipality can do to help these businesses around that time?
Yeah, this is really a federal and provincial responsibility, and they have the fiscal capacity to help small businesses. And we've been calling upon them, and I've done a lot of interviews and other discussions where we've called upon those two levels of government to make sure that our region is included and that they are expanding those kind of supports. You know, it's not realistic for our municipality to, we don't have the fiscal capacity to do it, but the province, as I've said, and they have the responsibility, in my view, to do it. When I was there as an MLA, we certainly looked after small businesses, and they have that ability to do it, and they have that responsibility. And I have every reason to be optimistic that they're going to continue doing it. And we certainly saw, for the first time in this region, we saw last night at last night's council meeting, we saw the federal government inject some money into this region. It's not enough. It's never enough. Every time we get money, I always say, where's the rest? But at least it's a start. So we're starting to see some movement as far as additional aid to this region beyond, you know, what everyone in Canada is receiving.
We're going to take our last break here on Fort McMurray Matters, but when we come back, we're going to finish our talk with Mayor Don Scott.
We'll return in a moment to Fort McMurray Matters. Brought to you by Colin Hartigan of Coldwell Banker Fort McMurray, Cooper & Company Law Firm, and Fort McMurray Orthodontics on Mix 103.7. We're back to Fort McMurray Matters. Brought to you by Colin Hartigan of Coldwell Banker Fort McMurray, Cooper & Company Law Firm, and Fort McMurray Orthodontics on Mix 103.7.
Welcome back to Fort McMurray Matters. Once again, I'm Jaron Vecchio. And if you're just tuning into the show right now, joining me over the phone is Mayor Don Scott. And before the break, we had a chance to chat about what 2021 may hold for the region, with Mayor Scott saying he's quite optimistic for the next 12 months. And Mayor Scott, before I let you go, there's still a couple of topics I was hoping to chat with you about. And we did have a council meeting earlier this week, and it was rather light, I would say light. And there was only a couple of topics. And the big one was council allocating $1.1 million, which was given by the federal government, to a project being run by the Wood Buffalo Wellness Society in partnership with Wood Buffalo Housing and the McMurray Métis, with these funds looking to house 22 Indigenous people and families. So I'm curious, just maybe just to start off with your thoughts on this project.
Yeah, it's really a project that addresses homelessness, and it was a flow-through funding program. So the money came to us from the federal government, and we simply allocated it to the successful applicant. And we were very excited. It's going to house homeless people, and it's going to make a difference in this region. So we heard a lot, and there was tremendous support for that last night. I was surprised at the number of delegates. It's probably one of the strongest supporting discussions we've had before any council meeting. So it received a lot of support. There was a desire to make sure that homelessness is addressed, and this is going to do it. It was $1,135,067, so it's going to make a difference.
I know that in the plan, a lot of the money is going towards things like renovation and things like that. So that brings up the question where, you know, this $1.1 million isn't expected to, I guess, last throughout, you know, several years. So do you see this as being something the municipality would be funding through annual budgets to make sure that it continues?
There was certainly no indication of that last night, and sustainability did come up. I think one of the councillors asked about it, and there was no indication that the municipality would need to come forward and start funding later on. And other levels of government really need to keep on investing in this region. I've said it many times, but what they can't do is put money in this region, which is a rarity in itself, and then walk away and say, well, you need to take responsibility. And there are a lot of other grants, and an example of that is the community investment program by the province, and then we have our own community investment program here in Wood Buffalo. So there's going to be opportunities, and if it falls within an existing program that we have, then maybe it makes sense, but there was no indication of that last night by those that were presenting. So I'm expecting that other levels of government are going to start stepping up at some point, and this would be a good point to do it, given all the challenges this region's faced. And there is a responsibility. What I think the residents of this region are tired of is other levels of government taking money out of this region and never putting money back in. It's happened years and years and years, and it's well time, especially the federal government, starts writing some checks and making sure that they reinvest in this region, and making sure that something like this is sustainable is a perfect opportunity.
Well, Mayor Scott, before I let you go, just one last thing I was hoping to cover, and it's the EMS dispatch site. And I know that this has been a common topic on our shows throughout the last 3 or 4 months. And we know that on the 19th, I believe, that's when the local site will officially be consolidated into the provincial system. I know that you, along with the mayors of Calgary, Red Deer, and Lethbridge, held a news conference earlier this week as, I guess, your last try to get the province to reverse this decision. Have you heard back in the last couple of days? I'm assuming that it's pretty much going to be a go ahead on the 19th.
No, we've not heard anything further. If anybody out there has an opportunity to lobby their MLAs, that's Tanny Au and Layla Goodrich, please do that. They are in this government that's made this change, and obviously we're very upset about it. We wanted either paused or overturned. Overturned would make the most sense. Four previous governments have overturned the same decision for good reason. It makes absolutely no sense. It's going to result in worse health outcomes for this region. And if you talk to our fire chief, you'll hear all about it. If you talk to me, you'll hear all about it. All we've done for 6 months is discuss this with the province, and they have refused to alter their course. So it's very unfortunate. And as a last step, what we said is, you know what, as a municipality, we're willing to pay for it. And even that didn't change their minds. So, you know, we've tried everything that we can at this point, and with any luck, they'll still change it the next few days, but on the 19th, it does switch over.
Well, unfortunately, that's all the time we have, Mayor Scott, but we always appreciate it when you spare a couple minutes of your time to come on the show.
Take care, and stay strong and well, everybody.
That's all the time we have for today on Fort McMurray Matters, but make sure to tune into Mix 103.7 every weekday at noon to hear the interviews that matter to you and your community. Once again, I'm Jaron Vecchio, and this has been Fort McMurray Matters.
That's the end of another edition of Fort McMurray Matters.
Want a copy of this episode or any past episode? Download the podcast at Mix1037FM.com.
Brought to you by Colin Hartigan of Coldwell Banker Fort McMurray, Cooper & Company Law Firm, and Fort McMurray Orthodontics on Mix 103.7.